Hey, kids, what's good? What's going down? Hope everybody's doing good. Here we are, another episode, another comedian talking to himself about stuff nobody gives a shit about. That's what this podcast is. It's me blammering on a guy you don't care about, talking about things that you don't care about. That's what this podcast is all about. Thank you so much for listening to this. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. If you're not new, thanks for coming back. Okay, so I had a whole thing I was going to talk about, but I'm fucking pissed off today. And here's what I'm mad about. First off, my asthma's been really bad lately, so I'm fucking mad about that. But what I'm actually mad about, I'm fucking mad with the streaming services right now, because they get all these shows and they put them on one, and then another one comes along and they're like, well, we'll fucking put it on that one instead. So it never stops. You're never gonna catch up. You're never gonna have the one streaming service that has everything you need on it. As soon as you get comfortable with the streaming service, you're like, this is the fucking one. This is the one I've been waiting for. I don't need those other ones. And then they fucking move the shit to another one. And personally, I think they're all owned by one guy. And this is not going to become a conspiracy theory podcast. But because this isn't a conspiracy theory, I believe this is just a fucking fact. There's one dude that owns all these streaming services, and then when one stops making money, and people get happy with it, they come up with a new one. The one that's fucking me recently is HBO Max. I'm so fucking pissed off with it, because all the shit that I like is going off all the other services and going on to fucking HBO Max. HBO Max is going to have everything. If you watch the commercial... Watch the commercial. Everything is going to HBO Max. What that means, not necessarily today, but soon, everything that's on HBO Max that is also on something else is not going to be on something else. It's going to all be on HBO Max. And then we'll all buy HBO Max. Everybody will be like, well, fucking everything I want to watch is on HBO Max. I better download HBO Max. You download HBO Max, fucking they're like, nah, we're putting it back on Hulu. Look, fucking streaming services, let's do Netflix and Hulu, no more. And you know what? I'll even throw Amazon Prime in there. I'll let Amazon have a streaming service. But no more of them. After that, we're done. We're not playing these fucking games of, well, now NBC, we're our own network, we want to have our own streaming service. You're taking what used to be fucking great, and you're turning it into fucking cable TV. That's why people hate cable TV, because all the shit the streaming services are doing. The fucking cable TV used to be the best. In the 80s and the 90s, when cable came out, people were like, this is fucking great. I can pay for it. I get to watch what I want. And then it turned to shit immediately. So Netflix, Hulu came around and they said, here's the things you can avoid. All that shit with fucking cable. Now, every 6 weeks, there's a new fucking streaming service. You have to buy to get... no matter what, you're not going to win. The shit you want to watch on TV, they're always going to keep moving it. So you have to keep change. You have to keep buying. But then they also fuck you, because they keep enough stuff you like on that one, the first streaming service, where you can't get rid of it. Because, fucking, I like that show. I gotta watch that. I gotta keep that. Forever, I said I'm not gonna do Hulu. I got Netflix a long time ago. I've had Netflix for quite a while. And I was excited about it because it had, at the time, it had Family Guy and Bob's Burgers and one other cartoon that I liked. I can't remember which one. And it had all the fucking stand-up I wanted. I love stand-up specials, so I was like, fuck, Netflix is where it's at. So I bought Netflix. And then, less than a year into me owning Netflix, they were like, oh, we're taking Family Guy and Bob's Burgers off. We're putting it on Hulu. Well, what the fuck, Netflix? Fuck you, Netflix. So I waited a while, and then I finally got Hulu. And I was like, all right, cool. Now I can watch all these shows. Bob's Burgers, Family Guy, South Park's on Hulu. Fucking 30 Rock, all these great, Seinfeld, all these great sitcoms. Now I've had Hulu for a while, and they're like, oh, by the way, we're taking South Park off, and we're putting it on HBO Max. What the fuck are you people doing? Are you just trying to piss people off? Because I think that's what you're doing. Same thing with Netflix. Like, I hate the show Friends. I fucking hate the show Friends. Hate it. It's not funny. It's annoying. It's bullshit. It's like somebody took Seinfeld and took all the jokes out of it. That's what it is. They were like, let's make a friendly Seinfeld. You know what? Fuck you. But I acknowledge the success of Friends, and I understand that people like that show. And Netflix was like, nope, we don't want it anymore. We're going to let it go. Oh, you're fucking stupid. There's people with Netflix just so they can watch Friends. It just makes me mad that they never want you to get ahead. And I don't know who they is. But when you finally get comfortable, you're like, I can watch all my shit on here. This is what I like. Everything I want is right here. They have to stick a finger in your ass and say, fuck you. I don't like that. And you can't even win. You try to convince yourself. Like, I told myself, well, Netflix, they still have all the stand-up I want. All the good stand-up specials go to Netflix. That's great. I'll use Netflix to watch stand-up specials. And then Amazon Prime was like, no, we're going to put all of our stand-up special. We're going to put every stand-up special ever on Amazon Prime. What? Fucking now I... It just fucking pisses me off. The truth is, this anger was born out of about 25 minutes ago. I was on Hulu watching South Park, and I saw that it was expiring in 13 days. What, dude? I've been watching South Park all the way through through this whole quarantine. I started watching South Park before the quarantine happened. I'm 2 seasons away from being done. 3 seasons away from being done. And they're like, oh, this is going to leave in 13 days. Hey, fuck nuts. Little advance notice would be great. Now, it's a fuck, now I have a job and I have to fucking make myself watch South Park. So I can watch them all. And I don't want to do that. I like watching a show when I want to watch it. That's why I like Hulu. Because there's fucking nothing on TV, I can go to Hulu. And now Hulu's like, nope, fuck you, it's going to HBO Max. And you try to convince yourself, you're like, well, they're just doing it with South Park, I'll be fine. And then they'll fucking, you wait, all of them will be gone. All of them will be on HBO Max. Every fucking single one of them will go to HBO Max. And then we'll all finally cave and we'll all get HBO Max. But they'll keep enough shit on Hulu to make us keep Hulu. We'll all go to HBO Max, and then HBO Max will be there for about a year, and then they'll say, guess what? We're going back to Netflix. You can't fucking win, guys. You're not going to win. Here's my idea for streaming services. We have one streaming service that does only original stuff. Like, let's just use Netflix as an example, because most of Netflix stuff is original. We'll let Netflix be in charge of movies, major movies, and original content. So all those shows that we like that are on Netflix and Hulu, those are all going to Netflix. All the stand-up specials go to Netflix. Done. And then Hulu gets to be TV, like the stuff that we like on television. Bob's Burgers, Family Guy, South Park, 30 Rock, Seinfeld, Raymond, and I fucking hate the show Raymond, but The Office, all that stuff goes on Hulu. Then there's two everybody knows, if I want to watch TV, I go to fucking Hulu. If I want to watch original stuff, I go to fucking Netflix. Okay, I'm all right. What I actually wanted to talk about today does relate to Netflix and Hulu, so that's why I decided to have that little rant. It relates to it. And it was something we touched on in the last episode, which is the oversaturation of stand-up comedy. Specifically in the special department. Now, what do I mean by that? There's so many specials. There's specials that come out. I bet you, if you actually looked at it, I bet you there's a stand-up special every day. Because people put them on YouTube now. People put them on Hulu. People put them on... Remember CISO? When that was a thing? People put them on CISO. Netflix. There's way too many specials. And it's not a bad thing. I don't know that it's a bad thing. But it does change what stand-up comedy... It's changed what a special is. A special used to be special. Like, it used to be... Here's my act at its peak with what I have right now. And now it doesn't mean that anymore. For not everybody. There's people that still do the special. There's people that put out a special and they worked the material and they made it almost perfect. One of those people is Tom Segura. Doug Stanhope is that way too. Rogan is that way. They make the material right and then they put the special up. There's other guys too. Those are just ones off the top of my head. But the Bill Burr is that way. There's other guys. I don't have every example. What the special was the documentation of your material is what it was. It was, here's what I've been working on for the last 2-3 years. There, that's done. Now you put the special up and then you move on to new material. Now, people are doing that faster, which is not bad because that keeps comics writing. But sometimes I would like, rather than new material, I would like better material. Because I would like to see what else you could have done with that material. Rather than just pumping it out on a special or whatever. I would like to have seen that material mature a little more. And I think some of that, we got to get a new act all the time, happened because of Louis C.K. Louis C.K. decided he's throwing his act away every year. Which I don't personally think was the right choice. It did make him... And it makes other comics write more, and it does make them a better comedian, because you're constantly having to come up with stuff. But I would like you to, I like it when a guy works like a George Carlin. Well, this whole podcast is going to end up just being about George Carlin. George Carlin would, every 2-2.5 years, he'd have the new HBO special. And that was because the material, he would work it. Then the special would come out and it would say, this is what I had. This is what I've been doing. Here's the best form of what I have. What I've been working on for 2 years. And that doesn't really necessarily exist anymore, which is, it's all right. Like I said, some guys, I like seeing the new shit. Some stand-up comics, I want to see what else you're talking about. Like, Chris D'Elia is a guy that I just want to hear what you're talking about. I love Chris. I just like hearing what is he covering in his show. There's other guys Joey Diaz. I just want to hear you talk, Joey. Bert Kreischer, I like hearing the new story. I want to hear what you're talking about. What else happened that you want to tell us? But then there's other guys that I want to hear the material. An example for me is Jim Gaffigan. Now, Gaffigan puts out a lot of new material. He puts content out a lot. But with Gaffigan, I want to hear the material tested, worked on, tweaked. I want to hear that because that's the kind of comic Gaffigan is to me. Gaffigan is more of a written, like, it's more, when Gaffigan does a joke, he works it out, and it's like, this is, a Gaffigan joke works on paper and on stage. Same with George Carlin. Like, if you read a George Carlin book, it's the same, you get the same context as a George Carlin performance. Doug Stanhope, he works, Doug Stanhope, I like just hearing what he's talking about. Stanhope could put out a special every week. Because I just want to, Doug's fun to just listen to. So with this oversaturation of stand-up specials that we've gotten, I think what it does, it hurts and it helps comedians. It hurts them because then they get in the mindset, or we get in the mindset, I guess we, should I call us we? Even though I'm not on that level. I don't know. I think the oversaturation of stand-up specials puts comedians in the mindset of, I have to get this out. I have to put this clip up. I have to publicize. I have to put out material. I gotta get it out to the public. So, and that hurts comedians, I think, because rather than making it good, they make it for the, rather it's, it becomes quantity over quality. Rather than worrying about the material being right, they're putting out, they just, you gotta get it out. And it's probably not entirely a bad thing, because, and then where it makes you, fucking A, I'm so bad at talking on these things. I'm all over the place. Where it helps comedians is it makes them write. It makes them look for new material. It makes them talk about things they might not have talked about on stage before. And so it's a give and take thing with that. Because if you're making yourself right, if you're making yourself talk about different things than you normally wouldn't talk about, you're becoming a stronger comic because you're finding material in places you wouldn't normally look. But if you're just worried about putting out content, you're not making the best content that you could make. Now, there's guys who still do it the old, like, Dave Attell is a guy who will just worry about the show in the moment. All Dave Attell worries about is the people in that room. And if, and Dave Attell is notorious for doing a joke once that just kills, and he'll throw it away and never do it again. So Dave Attell is an example of a guy who doesn't follow the special, like the oversaturate. He doesn't do it, man. He just, my show, Dave Attell's show, is about this moment right now with the crowd, which is what stand-up is in its purest form, is because it's stand-up is a very singular thing, because what people laugh at is so specific. In a every stand-up show, that was a good one. Every stand-up show is different. It doesn't matter what the material is. The material can be the same. It could be the same jokes every night. It's different because stand-up, more unlike any other live performance, stand-up, it involves everything going on. It involves the temperature of the room. It involves how many people are in the room. What happened in that room? What happened to the comedian during the day? If the guy on stage had a shitty day, his stage performance is different than it would be if he had a great fucking day. So when you That's why I like a stand-up special or a stand-up album that's shot small rather than big. Like, Andy Kindler is a great comedian. He just had an album come out. He just put out his first album, and he's been doing it for years, but he just put out an album, and that album is just a show. It's not, it's not perfected material. It's not, it's just a show. Which goes against what I said earlier, but the difference in that is it's not trying to be a special. It's an album. It's an Andy Kindler album. Here's my show. This is it. This is what it's like if you come see me. Because what stand-up specials have become, rather than specials, they've become advertisements for comedians. The specials feed ticket sales. People see a Tom Segura special on Netflix, and then they see he's got four other ones, and they watch all five of them, and then they say, holy fuck, he's coming. He's coming to Des Moines. Well, let's see what he's talking about now. And it just fucking, it's a machine is actually what it is. It's an effective sales device. It is. I like it. I like seeing what people are talking about. But sometimes I can see a special, I watch it, and I'm like, that could have been better. He could have. And I'm not talking about anybody specifically. I've watched stand-up specials over the last couple of years, and I'm like, I would have liked to have seen this with another month of work or another year of trying it on the road. I would have liked to have seen what you could have done with it rather than let's just put a special out every year. Yeah. It makes me think of the comedy boom that happened in the 80s and the 90s. There was an explosion of stand-up comedy in the mid 80s to early 90s where every network had a show about stand-up comedy on it. You could watch stand-up all day, every day. And what it did was almost ruin stand-up comedy because there was three comedy clubs in every town. So everybody was becoming a comedian. There was a time when everybody was a comedian. And what that does is it lessens better comedians. Like, it's supply and demand. Because if you really think about how many comedians there are in the world, your brain would explode. Especially now. There's stand-ups all over. There's people who do stand-up comedy that don't even realize they're stand-up comedian. Like, there's people that go to open mic nights every week and they don't think about the fact that they're a stand-up. They just go and they go do some, they go talk on a stage for 5 minutes and they drink with their friends. I ran into that a couple years ago at an open mic night. I was talking to the comic, and I said, how long have you been a stand-up comic? He says, well, I'm not really a stand-up comic. I come to these open mic nights, and I do these open mic nights. That's a stand-up comic, guys. If you get on stage and you tell jokes, you're a stand-up comic. But I think we're, in terms of comedy, it's headed for another boom, and we're kind of in it because everybody is a comedian right now. If you get online and you look at Twitter, you look at TikTok, you look at Instagram, everybody puts funny shit out. Whether it be original or not, everybody wants to be a comedian right now. And I think it could be good. I think the difference now with the current comedy boom versus the comedy boom of the 80s and the 90s, I think to get to the next level, you have to be better. Like, the guys who get specials now, like the guys who are putting out a special every 2 years or year or whatever, they have to be better than the guys in the 80s did. Like, in the 80s, to be on one of the... Like, there was 1,000 stand-up comedy TV shows, and they would just put a comic on. They would just put him on because they needed to fill the air, whether or not he was good or not. And then he would just say, yeah, I was on MTV. I'm a stand-up comic. And then I got to do A&E. I was on all these channels. And then that just keeps spiraling. And then that guy became famous without being good. Now you have to have success to just get to the next level. It doesn't just fall in people's laps anymore, I don't think. I think it's harder to become a famous comedian now than it was in the 80s. Or to get recognized as a comedian. Maybe that's a better way to say it. To become a recognized comedian. Because the number of comedians that never make it, that are still doing it every night. There's comics that'll do stand-up comedy their entire lives, and nobody will ever recognize them. They will never get big. And you're probably listening to one of those guys right now. Like, I don't think I'm ever going to get to be a big-time comic. That's not at all expected for my future. It would be nice, but I don't ever expect that to happen. And when I was a kid, like, when I was 14 and I started doing this, I was like, I'm destined for fame. But then you start doing it 10 years and you're like, no. And the truth of that is I don't even really care. I just want to be able to do it. If I'm able to just continue to do stand up and get paid to do it and be a comedian, even if it ends up just being part time, if I don't get to do it full time, I'll honestly be happy just doing it. I just want to be able to do it and be a part of it. Even if I just continue performing in the bars like I do now, if I do that for the rest of my life, just performing in front of 100 people, 50 people, whatever, in a bar, couple weekends a month, I'll be a happy guy. I just want to be able to do it. Although it would be nice to kind of just slide into that saturation. Like, wouldn't that be nice for just by accident somebody see me and be like, oh, here's $100 million. Give us 5 Netflix specials. All right, I'll do that. It's going to take 5 years, but, you know. So, what the fuck were we talking about? I don't even know what I said over the last half hour. I just went, man. I had an idea. I wrote down a note, the oversaturation of stand-up specials, and then I just fucking exploded. First I exploded about the streaming services, and then that got me going into that, and then I have no idea about what I just talked about for a half hour. I just rambled on. I need to prepare better for these podcasts. If I was more organized, maybe my podcasts would be better. I don't know, though. I kind of feel like this podcast is just me screaming into a vacuum. I'm okay with that, though. That's why I don't care if people listen to this. It used to bother me when I wouldn't get podcast listens, but now that's all right. I can say whatever I want if people don't listen to me. If you don't care about what if you're not listening, if nobody listens to you, you can say whatever the fuck you want. That's what I do on stage when a crowd gives up. Like, if I can't get a crowd's attention, I just start saying whatever the fuck I want. And then they start paying attention because they're like, what the fuck did he just say? Yeah. Are we going to wrap that there? Is that what we wanted to say? I think that's where we're going to wrap it. I got some ideas for some future episodes in the mix in my head running around. I don't know what next week. I shouldn't even say next week because I don't know that I'll do one next week, because this is a podcast where we're just loose. It happened. It just accidentally happened that I did another one the second week. But, you know, that's not going to always be the case, kids. So you're going to have to just deal with it. All right. Thanks for listening to Indifferent with me, comedian Carl Genetto. Oh, make sure you check me out online. What is it? Fucking 2007. Check me out online. On the World Wide Web. I want you to check me out on the World Wide Web. Go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/comediancarlgenetto. That's where all my stuff is, all my everything. If you want videos, you want to see when I'm coming to your town to do stand-up, it's at facebook.com/comediancarlgenetto. Also, Instagram, @comediancarlgenetto. That's CarlGiannetto. On Instagram, I'm trying to be more active on Instagram because I feel like that's where social media is headed, is Instagram. On Twitter, @CarlGiannetto, CarlGiannetto. I put jokes and stupid shit up on there. And TikTok. I'm still on TikTok while that's still a thing for the next 6 months, @ComedianCarlGiannetto. Put stupid shit up there all the time. YouTube. I'm trying to be more... I'm thinking about being more active on YouTube. tinyurl.com/CCGG. YouTube? Is that what it is? I should look up that link. What the hell is my YouTube link? I don't know. That's not good. This is... Wow, great. This is wonderful podcast. This is great right here, isn't it? You guys all love this. You're listening to me literally typing in... I think that's it. Let me see. Here we go. I gotta check the link. I'm sorry. This is fucking dog shit. Yep. tinyurl.com/CCGGYouTube. That'll take you right to my YouTube page. Subscribe. I'm going to start putting up some stuff there, putting out some stand-up clips, because that's what people do now. Yeah, so just keep going, guys. We'll get through this. And by this, I just mean everything in general. It's a... Everything kind of sucks right now. Like, everything. Just with the fucking... Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks for listening to Indifferent with comedian Carl Genetto. We'll see you next time. I hate ending these. I don't know how you stop. How do you stop talking? You see, on stage, when I end a show, I do my last joke, and I say, thank you, good night, and then the show's over. But with a podcast, how the fuck do I end? I should make an ending that just plays my links, where you guys can check, just fucking make sure you check out Facebook, record one of them, and then if I stop talking, I just fucking stop talking. And then I click that onto it. But it would be fucking crazy because I would just stop in the middle. Because I don't know how to fucking end this shit. And I can't say thank you, good night, because there's no audience and it's not nighttime. It is fucking 3:25 in the afternoon. No, it isn't. It's Jesus Christ, that clock is way slow. I just realized my clock in my room has stopped. It is 2:25 in the afternoon. I don't fucking know how to end this thing. All right. Thanks, guys. Enjoy your time. Can people say that? Enjoy your time. Fuck it. Bye. Thanks. Bye.